I'm joined here by Eamon Doherty. Eamon, in the build-up to the county final against Dunloe, looking forward to another county final, I'm sure. How's it all going for St Unans?
All good, Ryan. Look, county finals are special days for any club involved, and all the clubs are involved, and whatever junior, intermediate, whatever it is, it's a big day, and you always love getting there. We've been lucky to be at a few, but they're always special, so the build-up kind of takes care of itself. Once you get this far, everyone's mad to go and everyone's mad to get on the pitch and training and putting their best foot forward as much as possible all the time. So it's building nicely, Yeah.
I suppose I know the championship's been going on for a couple of weeks, but it's really the last couple of weekends where it's sharpened the minds. Niamh Connell in the quarterfinal, Gweedore in the semi-final. It was a tough route to get here.
It was, but you only take it 1 week at a time. And even before that, our draw, the championship really kicked off that weekend because it was knockout football from there. It's proper do or die stuff on the day. So that's been the last four weeks in a row we've been on the road, if you include the Downings game before that. And it's been tough, not just the teams that we played against, but also we had a few bereavements in the club. And it was a tough few weeks for the club, and it was a tough emotionally and a lot of the people involved in the club. And we're just delighted that we're able to still perform and, give people an odd wee boost, away from all that other stresses of life and whatever's going on. So I definitely found, I'm not going to speak for anyone else, but I definitely found the last four weekends that it was nice to have a weekend off now coming up, just to rest up and just to let yourself calm down after what's been going on. So nice. It's tough, and that's not even including, as I said, the teams that we played against, but honestly, it was always just one game at a time. We just took it the next training session and then the next match, and it just kind of happened now that we're in a final. We didn't really think too far down the road, and we're not really thinking too far back either. We're just, whatever's in front of us, we'll just try and represent the club as best as possible as we can.
Yeah, Brendan was talking in there about, the struggles of trying to get everybody together, and people in county panels and maybe away on holidays and things and gathering up. You have that now, and you have a really, really strong panel of players. There was three or four changes made between the last game, so everybody wants to play, and so many of your players have got meaningful game time. So, what can you do to make sure you're in that starting lineup for the final?
Look, it's the only thing that's in my control is to, represent myself and put my best foot forward. The management's going to put out the team that they best see to do the job on the day. And I have full faith in them whenever they do that. Whether that means I'm starting or not, I'm there to support the boys in whatever capacity I can. So all I can do is put my best foot forward so that they know that if I'm called upon, that I'll be ready. And, that's just the way it is. And, it's a luxury that we have to have five county players come back and all of them be big, big players for us, along with the players who are there who are county standard players, but for one reason or not aren't there, maybe their own choice. So it's a luxury. And it's not always easy. We have boys who are working abroad. We have boys working in Dublin, boys working in Belfast. As you said about boys who needed a break after their very successful county seasons. So it's just now that everyone knows that this is the only show in town, and it has been the last few weeks. So it's great to get this far and hopefully get as much out of the potential out of the whole squad now is the goal. And that's what we're always striving. We're always trying to get the best out of ourselves. If we can do that, then whether we win or lose, we can hold our hand up and hold our heads up that, we did our best. And as I said, I already mentioned it, that we just want to represent our club as best as possible.
So what about this Dunloe team then? So, you haven't met them in the league in the last couple of years. What do you know about them?
I actually didn't see too much of them while they were playing intermediate. Just our eyes would have always been on seniors, I suppose. But from seeing a wee bit of them this year, I've actually enjoyed watching them play because they bring a wild physicality to it. They're young, the majority of them are young fellas. There's very few fellas that I would have played against. I'm going back, I remember playing Dunloe well, 16 or 17 years ago, none of them. There's one fella on the bench that I know, but you know, the rest of the fellas, I wouldn't know them. So I enjoyed watching them, and even the way that they went at the last few games, from what I saw, they were playing the game the way that they wanted to play. They're not necessarily just going back into a blanket defence, which you find a lot of clubs teams doing, and it seems to happen every time Jim and the county do well. A lot of the clubs try to replicate it. But in fairness to Dunloe, they've stuck to their guns. They play a good brand of football, and it's fast-paced, and they wear their heart in their sleeves as well. So I actually admired them. Now, maybe I have a soft spot for them too because of my connections with Dunloe, but no, I was very impressed with them. And I remember hearing about this good intermediate team, and I remember hearing whenever they got drawn against the likes of Glenswilly and all, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, Glenswilly should take them. But I was a wee bit apprehensive because I was thinking, you know, it's a good, young, hungry team that are coming. There won't be much in it, and there wasn't in it either. So, look, all that will be put to the side when we meet them. So obviously, you know, hopefully they can bring their A game, and hopefully we can bring our A game, and hopefully it's a great game of football for people to watch. But the most important thing for us is that we try and get the win out of it. That's all we'll be looking for.